from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Sam Usiker. Civil rights groups say police departments in the Bay Area are breaking state and local laws protecting citizens' rights and violating the civil rights of Bay Area Muslims. That's happening, they say, because local police chiefs are signing deals to do counterterrorism investigations with the FBI. Those deals require police officers to follow expanded FBI rules and investigate people and groups without any factual evidence they've done anything wrong. If true, that's in violation of the California Constitution, which prohibits intelligence gathering by law enforcement without suspicion of criminal wrongdoing based on fact. Vina Dubal is a staff attorney with the Asian Law Caucus. And Ms. Dubal, police chiefs sign memorandums of understanding to govern their cooperation with the FBI. Do you have a copy of one of those memos, and what does it say?
We do. We actually have a standard Bay Area MOU, and we just happened to get it in the past few weeks. We've been trying very hard to get these MOUs from San Francisco and from the city of Oakland, and we've been stonewalled by the city. They essentially have secret agreements with the FBI. Interestingly, in Oakland, the agreement is secret to the city as well. The city attorney's office has asked for a copy of their agreement with the FBI, and the FBI has refused to give it to them.
And what does this boilerplate memorandum say?
The boilerplate memorandum essentially says that local police officers who are assigned to the Joint Terrorism Task Force have to abide by FBI guidelines, are supervised by FBI agents.
And the FBI is operating under rules laid out by the Bush administration in 2008. Those rules eliminated regulations put in place following revelations of abusive investigations by the FBI in the 1970s.
That's correct. FBI agents are now allowed to initiate investigations on individuals without any reasonable suspicion. They call these investigations assessments. And the New York Times revealed just this past Saturday that the FBI has, in fact, compiled at least 70,000 files on Americans who they have no reason of believing have committed any criminal wrongdoing. These are potentially all innocent Americans.
And I believe you've also been hearing from Muslim clients of yours who say that Oakland police and the FBI are investigating their activities.
That's right. We have heard lots of complaints, and I have a number of clients who have been assessed. Again, this is the term that the FBI uses for a low-level investigation. They are being assessed by police department agents who have been assigned to the Joint Terrorism Task Force. And in these interviews, they're asked questions about their religious identities, about their political beliefs, and about their families. This is really, really personal stuff.
Ms. Dubal, we contacted the San Francisco Police Department and the FBI for comment, and they did not get back to us by news time. But this morning, Oakland Police Chief Anthony Batt said he doesn't want his officers violating the civil rights of local Muslims in their work on the Joint Terrorism Task Force.
And I think what's very critical is that people have the opportunity to report any misconduct. We have one officer that's on the task force that's there, and if we have any misconduct, then we will review that.
And Chief Batt said he's had no complaints about the officer's work. Ms. Dubal, what's your comment on that?
That's right. So we have not filed individual complaints based on our clients' experiences for two reasons. One, this is a very fearful and scared, vulnerable community who are frankly afraid of coming forward and making a complaint. The second reason is that if we file a complaint against the OPD, it's immediately going to become subject to confidentiality rules. It's going to go nowhere. And frankly, this is not about one or two complaints. This is about a pattern and practice of violating civil rights. And what needs to be in place is strong oversight provisions and an MOU, frankly, that the OPD signs with the FBI that says that if we are going to be involved in these types of activities, our agents are not going to be involved in investigating people unless they have criminal suspicion.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Vina Dubal is a staff attorney with the Asian Law Caucus. I'm Sai Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.